light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. My soul sings praise to Adonai. My spirit dances in God my Savior. O Virgin of Jerusalem, rejoice, our God is with you. You are the Ark of God, Most High, God's dwelling place is in you. The Son of God, he will be called, is the throne of David. Rejoice, for you are blessed. Arise, my love, my fairest one, the winter rains are over. Arise and come away with me, the meadows are in flower. My love to me and I to him, the time has come for singing. The turtle dove is singing. I am the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley. My vineyard is all beautiful, God's right hand will embrace me. The day breathes cool, the shadows flee, I rose at night to seek him. My vineyard is in blossom. Amen. Mary has been taken up into heaven. The angels are rejoicing. Praising, they bless our God. My soul give thanks to Adonai, all my being bless the holy name. My soul give thanks to Adonai, and never forget all these blessings. Bless God who forgives all your sin, who heals every one of your ills, who snatches you free from death, who enfolds you with tender compassion, who fills your life with goodness and gives you the strength of an eagle. Adonai does deeds of justice and defends the poor and oppressed, teaches God's ways to Moses and God's deeds to the children of Israel. Adonai is compassion and love, patient and rich in mercy. God will not accuse us for long, nor bring our sins to trial, nor exact from us in kind, nor give us what our sins deserve. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love for those who trust. As far as the east is from the west, so far does God remove our sins. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Mary has been taken up into heaven. The angels are rejoicing. praising, they bless our God. A reading from the Book of Revelation. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and God's throne. The woman herself fled into the desert, where she had a place prepared by God. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Mary has been taken up into heaven. Alleluia, alleluia. Mary has been taken up into heaven. Alleluia. Alleluia. The angels rejoice and bless our God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the holy breath of love. Mary has been taken up into heaven. Alleluia. Alleluia. All generations shall call me blessed, because God, who is mighty, has done great things for me. Alleluia. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones, while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. All generations shall call me blessed, because God, who is mighty, has done great things for me. Alleluia. incarnate Word of God and Son of Mary of Nazareth, in your compassion, hear our prayer. Gabriel brought the invitation to Mary. Give us her courage to say, let your will be done. She conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit. May your Spirit make us bearers of the Word. You and your parents were migrants and refugees from violence. May we welcome those who flee poverty and war. Simeon and Anna recognized you in the temple and foretold the suffering your love would entail. Help us to recognize you in others and comfort those whose hearts are pierced with sorrow. You shared and entrusted your mother to the beloved disciple. May we include all who suffer loss in our circle of prayer and concern. You lifted your mother from the sleep of death to the endless joy of heaven. May the arms that draw all people to yourself surround those who grieve with consolation and peace.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Gracious God, you showed great favor to Mary of Nazareth, and asked her to bring your eternal word into the world. May we follow her example and carry your liberating word into a world that still longs for the poor to be lifted up and the hungry to be filled with good things. May all who celebrate her Dormition and Assumption work together for the freedom and flourishing of all people and the whole of creation. We ask this through Jesus, the incarnate Word, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Word of God, born of Mary of Nazareth, bless us with her courage and strength. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mercy, our Queen, we greet you, our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us. And after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious.
and benign, our Mother Mary. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. God of love and compassion, you considered the humility and strength of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and invited her to give flesh to your eternal word, to accompany him in his ministry, and stand beside him in his death. As we celebrate the feast of her Dormition and crowning in glory, join our prayers to hers for the needs of all, especially those who are sick or in the hour of death.